We're tackling the basement. Dark and dingy, not for long. It is the next installment of our Ask a Contractor series, and we brought in the basement remodeler on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. According to Zillow, finished basements are not as valuable as main floor living space and above grade bedrooms, but generally, yes, the basement project will add value and will recoup some of that investment. So with that said, what renovation are you considering in your basement? Are you concerned about mold? Have you decided to install an egress window and wonder about dwelling codes? Are you adding wall-to-wall carpet and thinking, uh-oh, what about a flood risk? Join in 800-642-1234. Buck Buckley owns a basement finishing company in Lannan, Wisconsin. Buck, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, welcome, welcome. Thank you very much.
Well, before we do any work on the basement, my guess is you're going to tell us we need to move everything out of the basement to get the full picture of what we have to work with. Is that what's going on?
You don't have to.
You're so kind.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't want to take their stuff out of their all out of their basement. No, we actually design it with all the stuff. You can tell how I said that word, stuff. There's always stuff. Somebody's stuff is down there. We can actually measure up the basement. We do. We measure up the basement and make sure that the design is not only right, but we also make sure that you have enough storage area, because when some people leave that are little people and they come back big people, they have bring their stuff with them sometimes.
Well, you know, I'm a list maker. Should we write down our goals for our finished basement? Should we have a vision for what we want it to look like before we get a professional involved?
What a wonderful question. If you're a list maker, go for it. But if you're not, we can take care of it. Literally, our professional salesmen, they come, they're design specialists. And they come and ask you a bunch of questions, literally, making sure that all the obstacles that you have in your own mind's eye are taken and pushed to the side. Most people just want a great place that's healthy, mold-free for as long as they can live in the house or as long as they want to live in the house, and they want one big room. Now, there is the people that do think that, hey, listen, I want a bathroom, mm-hmm. or I want a bedroom. And we always ask the same question, do you need a bedroom or do you just want a bedroom? Because if you're going to have relatives come down there and stay for only 2 weeks out of the year, don't build a bedroom. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. What else is going on in that basement brainstorm? What questions do you ask?
We ask, how long have you lived in the house? Because it matters. And the biggest question is, how long are you going to stay in that house? Because if you're only going to stay for 1 year, the return on the investment, we always say, is not always there. You know, mm-hmm. It's like pumping a little bit of money into a house that you're just going to live there for 1 or maybe 2 years. But if you're going to live there for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years and more, absolutely. Finish off the basement, because the return on the investment is absolutely there. You hit it right on the nail on the head. But of course, the main floor is always the one that people look at.
I know you'll say it varies a ton, but how much does it cost to finish a basement?
That's the major question. You know, that's always a question that people ask at the very, very beginning, and it's no different than a house. It's no different than a car, and it's no different than a couch. If that, you know, how big is the couch? Well, do you want it to recline? Do you want it to heat up? Do you want your beers next to you? Do you want a USB port? Same as a car. It all depends on how big it is, and the features and option our customers choose, not us. We build it with them, so it's really hard to say. We range anywhere from $15,000, and we've had people literally go nuts in these big houses to $100,000. Hmm. So, you know, it's no different than if you buy a house with a basement. Does it cost more than a house in the same neighborhood without? Most people say no.
Well, yeah. Looking at the supply chain problems that we're seeing now all over the place, are contractors and the cost of supplies going higher, and that means that these projects are going to cost more than they did, say, a year, two, 3 years ago?
I think every contractor is going to tell you yes. even Silly Putty, I think, costs more these days. Do you remember Silly Putty?
I do indeed. Carry on.
Okay. So the answer is yes, but I'm real proud to say that all of our products are made here in the U.S., and I am so proud to have that being said from every one of our suppliers. You know, we're very happy about that. So the answer is, yeah, a few of our prices have gone up, but we try to keep it the same. And here's what's really cool. We adjust when they go down instantly.
So having U.S. products means less bottleneck. You don't have to deal with the bottlenecks at the ports, that your products are going to get in on time for the job that you're doing.
You're exactly right.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Buck Buckley for the hour, owns a basement finishing company, and he's fielding all basement remodeling questions as part of our Ask a Contractor series. You can join in with your basement remodeling issues at 800-642-1234. Tim is joining us from Prairie du Sac. Hi, Tim. What's going on?
Good morning, Buck. Got an old farmhouse that was added on to by having another house pushed up to it and attached. Now, there's only a crawl space under there. We'd like to put a basement under that addition. Currently, they just stacked some limestone under it and dropped it down. So how do I find a contractor that can actually get around there and dig down and put a basement in?
So wait, you had a house moved next to another house, kind of smashed together, now that has a crawl space under this addition to the farmhouse.
Correct. That's true.
Okay. Buck, what do you think?
That's a great question. And by the way, congratulations, because I love some of these old houses. There's no doubt about it. The best advice I could give you is call an engineer first, because you've got to really play with digging out some of that basement. Am I correct, Tim?
That is true.
Yep. And, you know, you might figure out the reason why you want the basement and start enjoying the rest of the floors, because for them to dig it out, you know, it's expensive. You got to literally dig a lot of it out by hand. So the best thing I can do is tell you, hey, see an engineer first, because you're going to have to go through an engineer for permitting in your city.
Oh, okay.
Tim, thank you, and good luck. Speaking of permits, will we need to pull permits for basement upgrades? When do permits come into play?
Permits come into play every single time. If a homeowner does not want us to, I think the question could be, if a homeowner doesn't want us to pull permits, we have to say no. Thank you very much. We do everything by state and federal law. So when it comes down to it, you want a company like that. If you get a company in our world, Kate, in our world, if you get a company that comes in and says, I'll do it without permits, that throws up a huge red flag in our world. We do everything as far as electric goes, plumbing goes. We have master electricians and master plumbers, and they take anywhere from 6 to 7 years to get their licenses. So it's a big deal.
So if I understand this right, you need permits if there's electrical involved, if you're doing anything that is about plumbing as well. So that is definitely when permits come into play.
Exactly, because the return on the investment really wouldn't be there if you don't get permits. And the city has the right to, I think, double or triple fines when you go to sell your home. And you know, I could walk into a basement and tell you whether a licensed plumber or electrician did the work in less than probably 30 seconds.
Let's bring on another caller. Laura is joining us from Cloquet, Minnesota. Hi, Laura. What's going on in your 95-year-old home?
Well, too many things to note in this call. Since you're talking about basements, boy, I have plumbing and electrical issues, but the primary issue that I'm concerned with right now is really cosmetic, because the house needs so many improvements. And there's quite a bit of crumbling of the old cement plaster. I'm not really sure, you know, what the walls are composed of. There was an addition built, so part of the basement has some different materials than the other half, where all the utilities are. But I'm curious about where there's all this crumbling, how to treat that so that I can go in and paint. And I think I have to paint with like a mold primer to make sure that I don't have mold growth down there. But first I need to address the crumbling of the plaster and or cement or whatever it is that it's the wall is composed of down there.
Laura, so thank you. Yes, Laura, thanks. Buck, what should Laura do?
That's a foundation problem. What happens with cement over years is no different than the bridges that we cross all the time. You know, the water and moisture is not our friend in basements. The basements are a whole different atmosphere. And over time, I heard you when you said 95 years old. It's like, you know, when I'm going to be 95, I'm going to start to crumble myself, I'm sure. So as we go through this, the best thing to do, and advice, Laura, is to probably go to your local. There's two choices. One, go to your local permit office or the local village office and just talk to them about it. The second thing is call a company called Contractor Nation. And Contractor Nation is out of Seymour, Connecticut. And they have foundation experts at that location, and tell them where you are, and they will hook you up with somebody in Minnesota.
So eventually, if Laura is going to paint those walls, what would you suggest in painting once the crumbling patchwork foundation is addressed?
Well, what I think she's doing it for cosmetic. We don't suggest painting any cement wall. You can go to the web.
Okay.
That new thing called the World Wide Web, and you can get a third of the people that say painting is great and do it with the sealer, and you know, because they're trying to sell the sealer and the no mold sealer. You know, you have all kinds out there, and then a third of the web says no, don't paint at all. Well, I'm in favor of that non painting, because of the mere fact that it's just to brighten it up with lights. Once you start to paint cement, what you're doing is holding in the moisture that wants to come out, which means it's going to deteriorate in my world. This is only my opinion, and the third of the World Wide Web. It's going to just it's going to hold that moisture, and moisture is not good. You want that moisture to pass through the cement.
We have basement remodeler Buck Buckley helping us reimagine the downstairs. Tips, DIY advice as part of our Ask a Contractor series. Are you thinking about adding a bigger laundry room, maybe a playroom for the kids, perhaps that permanent home office solution, but one where you won't feel like you're working in the basement, maybe better lighting? Join in on your basement remodel questions, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Buck Buckley here on the Ideas Network. Larger renovations like finishing the basement can add meaningful value to a home. We're learning about basement renovations as part of our Ask a Contractor series on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So how have you insulated your frigid poured concrete walls? Did you hang drywall? How has that worked? Did you have issues with humidity and mold? What questions do you have about flooring options in the basement? Join in, 800-642-1234. Buck Buckley is a home remodeler focused on basements with us for the hour. Buck, we've heard from some old homes so far. What are some foundation issues that you encounter?
Oh, my gosh. The biggest foundation problem we have is people don't, when you look at your house, here's what I'm going to kind of change that around. Look to see where your grade is. In other words, is the dirt going towards the house or away from the house? Are your gutter downspouts going towards the house or away from your house? You want to keep as much moisture. Moisture is not our friend, period. And we are a mold mildew and moisture resistant material, and that is probably the most important. We do not want drywall down in a basement. Going to the foundation, and if you paint your foundation walls inside, all you're doing is stopping the water from coming in. So that means it's staying in the concrete, which means you have more foundation problems if you're going to live in there more than, 10, 15, 20 years. A lot of people do that's their final resting, home. When it comes down to it, you've got to get the water away from the house. And then if you take drywall and you put it up with wood studs and fiberglass and build an actual basement wall against a exterior cement wall, mm-hmm. whether you paint it or not, moisture is going to somehow get through eventually. And you got a dark place you can never see again and mold will, if you've ever seen, wet, fiberglass insulation, it looks like cotton candy. It's terrible. And then your insulation goes away. And if anybody knows or has gone down to a drywall basement and actually stepped in it and it's cold after a couple years, it may look good. It may not. I don't know. I mean, drywall is it's not a solid material, whereas ours is a mold, mildew, and moisture resistant. That's hard to say. Mold, mildew, and moisture-resistant material that has a 50-year warranty on it.
Yeah. So literally, if you're not putting up drywall and you're not doing the wood studs, what material should you look for?
Ours. it's we are a national company. When it comes down to it, we're a dealer of. I'm Buck Buckley's Total Basement Finishing, and in any state, because it sounds like you're around the country. Country broadcasting, you look up any Total Basement Finishing company, and it's out of Contractor Nation, Seymour, Connecticut. And we're actually a dealer of them. And it's just wonderful because of the dealer support that we get. And we can help people from all around the country and Canada.
So, if someone is doing this DIY, how can homeowners address mold and mildew and make some good choices there down in the basement?
One of the only ways you can do it if you're a do-it-yourselfer like that is, going a little bit backwards to go forwards. Every time I've sat with a do-it-yourselfer, I always look at the head of the household, and she usually says it's going to take him 2 years to do it. So they bring us in. But one of the ways to do it is high humidity in the basement is not our friend. And here in the Midwest, we have high humidity. So a dehumidifier is going to be your best bet, but not a store-bought one. We deal with a company called Sanidry, and Sanidry is like a dehumidifier on steroids. You want all that moisture out of there, and you want to keep your relative humidity as down as humanly possible.
Talking about basement remodeling with Buck Buckley, owns and operates a basement remodeling company, fielding your renovation issues, your DIY tips and questions at 800-642-1234. Speaking of dehumidifiers, I don't know exactly what to set my dehumidifier to and how long to keep it running, when it's okay in the winter to kind of let it rest, turn it off. What are some suggestions there?
You're exactly right. With some people and some dehumidifiers, you should be under 55% relative humidity if it has a digital. During the wintertime, you don't have it, but hey, I'm going to do a little commercial here. So I'm not going to apologize for it. The Sanidry is really an unbelievable unit. It's also an air cleaner on top of it. And if you really get into the science of basements, the 50% of the air that you breathe on your first floor comes from your basement. So if you have a moldy basement, that mold spores are going up to the first floor.
Kind of like how heat rises, I guess.
Exactly. And in fact, in the World Wide Web, it's called the stack effect. And it literally, your house does breathe. And the more we try to, hermetically seal a house, the more we're breathing in, and the more we want that air to be as clean as humanly possible. And that's what the Santa Dry does. It's like a air scrubber, and you know, MERV 11 filters. I mean, we go into the whole thing so people really understand what the basement atmosphere is, so they can do it the right way the first time.
We have basement remodeling expert Buck Buckley for the hour as part of our Ask a Contractor series. Have you ever remodeled a basement? Did you hire a pro? What type of advice can you share about the project? Are you having issues in your basement? What's going on? Do you know what the underlying problem might be? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up with Buck Buckley after a news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. We're doing a basement conversion on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So maybe your goal is for your basement to no longer be a dark and neglected space. Have you sketched out your goals for a basement renovation? How do you envision it? What about budget? Or thinking through all the issues with basement remodeler Buck Buckley, who is with us for the hour. Let's bring on Ann now in northern Wisconsin. Hi, Ann. You're dealing with a crawl space.
Yes, there's a crawl space under, I'm not sure how old the house is, but it's a single level, maybe built in the late 50s, early 60s, and it's not lived in continuously. I have people and friends who rent, and, you know, maybe three or four times throughout the year. So periodically, it has kind of a little bit of a funky smell because it's not lived in regularly. And recently I had a major pipe break and water, so I had to have floors replaced. In the midst of that, the gentleman who did the flooring or who tore up the flooring suggested maybe getting a person who does like insulation. I don't know if it's foam or what it is that goes over the surface of the dirt in the crawl space to prevent that funky smell. And I'm kind of wondering if I did the right or the wrong thing in having him put that on there. I haven't even been under the house to know what it looks like or how it was applied, but it's there.
All right, Ann, thank you. So blowing in that insulation in the crawl space, Buck?
Wonderful. Yeah, Ann, I feel your pain. I know a lot about crawl spaces. If you, Ann, are you still, can I ask a question of Ann?
Sure.
Yeah.
Ann, are you still smelling the crawl space? Are you still smelling that musty, dirty smell, the dirt smell?
Well, I don't think it's as bad. And right now I have family members staying there for a couple of weeks on a vacation. So I definitely don't smell it when there's people living in it, but when it sits for, you know, a month or two and I'm in and out periodically, it's not as bad, but I think it's got still a slight smell.
Yeah. It's like, when I was a smoker, I never smelled my own smoke. You just kind of get used to it. Yeah. The insulation is great, but there's a thing called encapsulation. And you have to encapsulate it with what we call it's a 20 mil thick, so it's incredibly thick, clean space. And it's literally white, and you do an encapsulation. You can do the insulation. There's no doubt about it. You started the right way, but there's a pro, and I mean pro, crawl space contractor. And he's up in northern Wisconsin. If you're close to Menasha, his name is Sherdry.
Well, I'm in the Ashland area, which is there was a pro clean guy who did the floor, took out the flooring, and I guess.
Okay.
So I don't know. Yeah, I'm not near Menasha, but
okay.
I probably could get a follow. Maybe the guy who put the original insulation down there would know about this, or maybe not.
It's a proprietary product. There's no doubt about it, but maybe he will know about it. But, you know, you want it done right and call up SureDry. Maybe they still come up there because they have quite a wide service area. But one of the things you want to talk to them about, if you could write this down, is the Sedona. The Sedona, it's like a Santa Dry, but it's smaller, specifically designed to take humidity and that smell. It will mask that smell and take it actually out because it has a filter in there. For crawl spaces, specifically designed for crawl spaces. So
and that goes over the surface that I already have put in.
Correct.
Okay.
And you just plug it in, and literally, it's a miracle machine. It does such a great job. So you can try with that. Start with that. The intent is good with ProClean. There's no doubt about it.
Is that spelled Sudona? Sedona.
Sedona is spelled yes, Sedona.
Okay. Well, Ann, good luck. Thank you for the call. Ben now in Madison. Hi, Ben. What's going on with your basement?
Good morning. I have a 1950s house made with cement block near a lake, so the water is a problem. I have a standard drain tile installed, and the contractor typically leaves a small gap between the floor and the wall so that if water comes down the wall, it's just caught by the drain tile and pushed out through the sump pump. It's my understanding, though, that this setup allows mold to grow, also air from under the house to come up. And ultimately, I think that's contributing to a mold odor in my home. Can you tell me about solutions for that and if the building codes are different in other communities regarding leaving that gap or sealing it?
Got it. I know exactly who you should contact, and I know exactly what you can do. You know, it's funny. Again, I think we're proving with every question here that the basement is a whole different atmosphere. It's moist. I mean, that's all there is to it. I would suggest the Santa Dry for you also, Ben. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. You're going to find out that the relative humidity comes down to and stays at 55%. So that's my first recommendation. My second recommendation is if you want a true professional in the state of Wisconsin that deals with the moisture and your drain tiles, call Badger Basements. They're out of Fort Atkinson, and they're a sister company to me. So all I can tell you with the short time that we have, that is direct advice to you.
Well, help us understand septic pumps and when we should consider having one installed, Buck.
Septic pumps, that's not really what we do, but septic pumps are just, I mean, they're there for the septic tanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every builder, if you have a septic system, boom, you have a septic pump. They're sealed, and they should always be sealed. And basically, that's it. I mean, it's cut and dry on septic.
Let's go to Sonia now in Milwaukee. Hi, Sonia.
Yes, hi. I have a question about, I've been considering installing egress windows in my basement, and I'm wondering if they're worth installing, and, you know, how would I know that I have a reputable contractor to install those?
Well, hi, Sonia.
Hi.
That would be us. Now I'm finally getting somebody in our area.
This and awesome. And Buck, I want to jump in here to first explain what is an egress window. Just lay some groundwork there.
Sure, an egress window is something by either code or something where a window where somebody just wants more light. They want to have more light into their basement, so they want an egress window. But if you have a bedroom, legally you should have an egress window. An egress window is no more than an exit or an entrance, but mostly an exit for family members and firemen to get in and out of with tanks on their back if necessary. That's it. They are just huge wells with a lid on top, with a huge window that can be cranked or opened so you can exit. Most people keep, just to take it a little bit further, most people keep paint underneath their stairs. Well, that's your only exit in some cases. And if there is a fire, and there, I would say 30% of fires start in the basement because that's where the electric is, that's, you need another place to get out of, and that's by code.
So, and Sonia, if you could go ahead with your question about egress windows specifically. I know I kind of intercepted there.
No, you can.
That's all right. I've been considering having one installed. I only have a partial basement in my home. It's odd. I'm not sure why, but there is a space that is livable that we could use, and I would like to be able to open a window and let some air into the basement. And I'm just wondering if an egress window is, you know, the way to go for that.
No, do you have some windows down there now, Sonia?
I do, and my home was built in like the 1940s, so they're not really functional windows. They're there. I don't even know if we can open them.
I would probably try to go to a window that you can open. I'll tell you what the pros and cons. That's what I'm here for. Most people, if they have an open window, they leave the basement and they forget to close that window, which means that I'm just going to say varmints can get in very, very easily to basements. So most people don't want that option after I talked with them for about, 10 minutes. Also, you're letting moisture back in during the summertime, humidity back into the basement. And again, we're trying to keep the moisture out. But I understand why you want it. And I'll never tell you no.
with an egress window, though, could you count that basement square footage as part of your home's footprint then?
That's an awesome question. Most realtors in the state of Wisconsin say yes, but there are a few that say no. Mm-hmm. I am not a realtor, and I am very big on saying, yes, that is livable space.
So if you want to create that bedroom down there, you really do need to think closely about that egress window for exits.
You have to. Yeah. Yeah. In my world, you have to. Absolutely. Because that's code.
If you're just joining us, we're doing a basement conversion here as we talk about basements with Buck Buckley, a basement refinisher in... You can join in. Are you maximizing space starting on a DIY basement remodeling project? What do you plan to do? What have you encountered with the foundation, the ceiling, the floors? Still time, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more of our Ask a Contractor series here on the Ideas Network. We're focused on basement renovations and upgrades as part of our Ask a Contractor series on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have basement remodeler Buck Buckley with us for 10 more minutes. Let's bring on Julie now in Johnson Creek with a 10-year-old condo, I believe.
That's correct.
And what would you like to ask?
My basement is... partially finished. There's just a couple of walls up that the previous owner put up, and it's not even walls. It's 2x4s. So my question is, I want to finish the basement. There's no flooring. There's almost nothing down there. What's my first step?
Julie, thanks. It sounds like a box, Buck.
It sounds like a box. That's our favorite place to be. when it comes down to it, Julie, the best thing you could do, if you're looking for a professional contractor, we have territories here, and that's why we're such a strong dealer within these territories. I have southeastern Wisconsin. And again, I'm going to take you to Badger Basement, who has Johnson Creek towards Madison. Here's what we know for sure. Doing a basement, and that just proves my point. That's a do-it-yourselfer. All he did, it took him 2 years probably just to do that much of wood studs. We do basements not in drywall. We want no mold, no mildew, no moisture is just a given down in a basement. But if you can get a product that is moisture resistant and has a 50 year warranty, that's where you want to head. Everybody says, well, you know, it's cheaper to do it with drywall. No, it's not even close to cheaper to do it with drywall. Drywall is incredibly expensive today. And when it comes down to it, trying to find a contractor to show up on time is a whole nother issue that we'll delve into another time.
Well, Buck, I just want to ask here, if you do have a basement that is just like a clean slate, if you will, a relatively newer build, what are some things people would be putting in those basements? Would it be that home theater or a playroom? What are some common designs?
Oh, what a great question. That one big space is really the way to go. One open space, and they do home theaters. It's a place where family can get back to family. And I tell you what, I have so many people that have called me up afterwards and said, thank you so much. You know, I was able to lock my husband down in the basement.
Man cave.
Helped me out. Man cave, yeah. And I got my own adult space back, and all the kids' toys are down there. And, you know, it really is, we do a 3D rendering of every basement that we do. So the customer has to see it in their mind's eye. There's no other contractor, to my knowledge, in southeastern Wisconsin that actually does that.
So some people,
you've got to know the materials going in, you've got to see it in your mind's eye, and you've got to know what you're paying for. And that's the biggest thing that we help people buy. We don't try to show it. We want them to know exactly what they're buying. And the mold, mildew, and moisture resistant is huge with us.
So
thanks
some,
for the question.
Sometimes people want to make an apartment in their basement, or, you know, a mother-in-law's apartment, or an Airbnb type deal. What square footage might you be needing for that type of project?
What another great question. I mean, here's what you do. You just look at your first floor and say, okay, let's push the elevator button. How much space do we need downstairs to live?
Hmm.
You know, I mean, if you have a TV room, well, you have the same space downstairs. It's the same footprint. So just take an elevator button and push it down and just envision, you know, your living room, your dining room, and your kitchen down there, and you got it.
All
and
right.
You got it.
Well, let's bring in Katie now in Superior. Hi, Katie. Go ahead.
Hi. Since Buck doesn't recommend painting walls and floors in a basement, what do you recommend for the homeowner who purchased a home with a 1950s basement where the walls and floor were already painted?
Wow. What a great question. Leave it. You have no choice. It's still a good basement. I'm very up on Sanidrize, the dehumidification process. Water and moisture is gonna. Water can ruin everything. It ruins bridges. It ruins houses. It ruins basements. So just get a Sanidry and understand what a Sanidry is before you buy it, and just a great dehumidifier, and that's what you do. You can't reverse the process of painting.
What type of flooring would you recommend if you wanted to put down flooring over those cement, you know, over the cement? What would you suggest?
Well, there's only one kind of flooring you should do. You should never do carpet. You should never do wood. And if you really think about that, if you really, really sit and think about why not carpet, why not wood, it's going to rot. It's going to mold and mildew. And the only one to do is any kind of plastic or suitable basement flooring that is made of a product that literally, I mean, of course, we have flooring, but there's flooring companies all over the place. It has to be a man-made product down there that literally can stay underwater for 50 years. And that's
what do you make of that, like, luxury vinyl tile product?
I love it. You know, anything that's a laminate type of floor would be absolutely phenomenal.
Okay. Nicole now in Wapaka. Nicole, hi.
Hi. I was wondering, I've got a really low basement. Like, there's not a lot of, it's really a low ceiling. And so I want to just sort of maximize the height when I put in my new ceiling. So I'm trying to avoid, like, your traditional drop ceiling just because you lose a few inches there. I was thinking about something that was more slatted, like wood flats. But I was wondering if you had any other suggestions on ceiling down in a basement.
Absolutely. Absolutely, without a question of a doubt. We have more and more people opting to paint their ceiling, and it looks fantastic. They do paint it black. The reason they don't paint it white is they don't want to see the cobwebs, evidently, because they still happen because of the moisture. Again, I could go back to the Santa Drive, but do a black painted ceiling. It's tough to do. There's no doubt about it, because you got to get your hand above your head and keep it there for hours on end. But, oh, does it look good.
Well, what about the ductwork?
The ductwork, you just spray it.
Okay.
You spray it also. You can tape it off. I mean, if you really wanted to, because you like silver ductwork showing on black background.
What about the lighting then?
Lighting you can still put in. You can still put in any kind of lighting you want. Any great master electrician is going to put the lighting in between the joists, but the height is an issue. You've got to be within 6'8". You got to be within 6 feet, 8 inches. And to put a drop ceiling on, you've got a drop ceiling. You got to come down about 3-4 more inches. And as Nicole was indicating, she already has a pretty low ceiling. So painting it would be absolutely fantastic.
Good luck, Nicole. Thanks for calling in. Tom now in Milwaukee. Tom, go ahead.
Hi. I have a home that's actually built in the 1890s, and I have an issue with bowing walls and some crumbling bricks, and I'd like eventually like to fix up my basement as a man cave.
Now we're back into the 1890s, Buck.
Yeah, I know. We went way back in the time machine. Tom, I know exactly what you're talking about as far as the bowing. And again, that's moisture. That's freezing in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, basically. That's freezing, thawing, freezing, thawing, freezing, thawing. There is a company, and I'm going to, promote them. They're Foundation Supports. They do Foundation Supports. Tom, write that down, and write down Badger Basements out of Fort Atkinson. I have no vested interest in them other than they are my sister company, and tell them Buck Buckley sent you.
Well,
and really,
really quickly here, because we're running out of time, what are some common fixes that you can make to stairways getting down to the basement and going up?
Anything you want. The only thing we cannot do is move your stairs from one location to another without you spending a huge amount of money to redo your first floor and the first floor entrance down to the basement.
Buck, thank you for joining us.
You bet.
Buck Buckley is a basement remodeler out of Lannan, Wisconsin. Be sure to join us again a week from today as we continue our Ask a Contractor series. Don't miss out on any tip or trick from our home improvement series. Find it all at WPR.org/contractor. We've compiled resources there to help you on your next project. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.